Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Yay, she's here. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, from our networking channel, DMBizMixer.com, and finding out what's going on in the networking world. And she's just kind of rattled in here from Drake University, where she teaches. What do you teach there?
I teach entrepreneurship 101. So, and then I teach organizational behavior. Remember,
That's right, organizational behavior. So, yes. So it's like how the three of us in this room behave when we're organized.
It is, you know, it's actually a very interesting semester to teach that class because there were a lot of organizational issues going on in the news.
You think maybe?
So just a lot of things with, you know, glass ceilings and with sexual harassment and with, there's a lot of talk about leadership and innovation in companies and how to get teams to work better together and millennials who want different kinds of work environments as opposed to just pay considerations. So there's a lot of contemporary topics that go on in that class.
Yeah, I guess. So it does sound interesting.
It is interesting. Mm-hmm.
So what's going on in the networking field? Anything?
Well, we're kind of winding up the year. You know, after this year, after this week, it'll get
really light.
Really light because, you know, people have their holiday stuff.
Yeah, but we do ugly sweater
start leaving.
Things
yeah, a lot of
stuff.
Ugly sweater things. Yeah. That's true. But we have something interesting going on tomorrow.
Yes.
And have you ever heard of design thinking?
Design thinking. No. What is that?
So you can find that out by going to the West Des Moines Business Incubator on Tuesday, December 12th, over the lunch hour, noon to 1, expert advice on design thinking with Joe Benesch of the Ingenuity.
Yeah, I know Joe.
Okay. So this is a very hot topic. Design thinking, creative destruction, those are two topics that he's going to talk about. So destruction sounds kind of bad, except that sometimes we destruct things in order to do it in a new, better, more innovative way. And that's the reason why things like the typewriter might go away or, you know, all of those things that get completely disrupted and in some cases go away altogether because
I know Joe really well. I should have him on to talk about that. That sounds really interesting.
So when it's just really kind of a way of thinking in order to innovate.
Got it.
You know, really? So,
and that's tomorrow.
It's actually a really good topic for anyone in companies, from owners to project managers to whoever, designers, engineers, to go out to that because companies are looking for people to think in this way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
all right. So, break it so that we can create it.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Got it.
Yes. So, we're also going to have a workshop tomorrow at Tarot International. It's right touch, right person, right time.
Right touch, right person, right time. That's tomorrow as well?
That is also tomorrow. That's an AMA Iowa event. So, and it's 3 to 5. It's one of those afternoonish ones that they do, not over lunch, but you could take off early. And
you know, we have tomorrow, Deb Renner from Tarot is with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So then you can go straight from there
tomorrow.
to DMAC Business After Hours. So DMAC Business After Hours will be at the Des Moines Downtown Chamber of Commerce. And it is Des Moines Area Community College and the Downtown Chamber event. So there's going to be refreshments and it's going to be just talking about DMAC. And, you know, it's a lot of those sort of networking and year-end type things.
Sure, yeah,
you know? There's a lot of celebrations, a lot of awards,
a lot of
thank yous, a lot of, you know,
So we got noon, then later in the afternoon, and then later in the evening.
Yes, and then if you want to go then even later at 7 p.m., you can go to the open house for Area 515, the makerspace.
Really? Oh, that's right,
yes. Yeah. So you could just make it a day of it, like about noon. Just keep going from one thing to another.
I'll see you. I'm headed off to network from noon until 9 o'clock. So
well,
yeah. Wow.
If you had it, it'd be fun, right? There'd be a lot of free eating.
That's right.
So then on the 13th, which is Wednesday, of course, we have Million Cups.
Mm-hmm.
That's still going on. They haven't halted for the holidays yet.
Right.
And then we're going to have the Greater Des Moines Partnership's Top 5 series. And this one is Top 5 Ways to Use Employees' Strengths. And that's going to be by Tracy Klein Shoemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Is going to talk about how to take advantage of your employees' strengths. Play to their strengths. Why not? A lot of employers try to play to people's weaknesses.
Right. I would suspect that what you need to do is do a little discovery to figure out mm-hmm. what your employees'
what
strengths
are. What
are
their strengths and how can you play to them?
Yeah.
I just snorted on the radio.
I know. I was trying to cover it up for you.
Well, I just thought I just might as well not fake it and just say I snorted on the radio.
Yeah, calling attention to things sometimes works. Yeah.
So have you heard of the Side Garage?
No.
So the Side Garage is a startup that actually started at Drake, I believe. And they are out on their own. They turned 1 year old. And what they do is they take mobile screen printing units over to festivals and they take it to you. So like Drake did a little screen printing. They'll actually let people do the print and kind of help
screen
let them
printing.
Do the whole, like, print a t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
On your own. So, like, sometimes they have a design and they let you print, or they help you make a design and print it on the shirt yourself. But basically, it's kind of like a DIY t-shirt printing lab that
really?
They take out to places. So you'll see them over the summer at festivals. They'll go to different schools and just let people
make up their own
t-shirts and see what that's like and what that process
oh,
is.
So Mike Draper, watch out, buddy.
Called the Side Garage.
Yeah.
And then we've been talking about this a little bit. Des Moines Social Club has, before that, the Social Media Club discussion group for AMA Iowa is uh-huh. in the morning. That's at St. Kilda's, and that's where we get together and talk about different social media topics
right.
from a business perspective. And then later on, you can just keep on going with social media.
It's on the 14th, right?
Yes, on the 14th in the early morning, you can go be part of the social media discussion group, and then you can stop at the Social Media Club's holiday party.
There you go.
So it's an AMA Iowa
thing. That's at the tap room, is it?
That is at the Iowa tap room.
See? Yeah.
You got it.
The old gray matter's still working.
You got it. And so that's always a fun event, 6 to 9. So this is going, and of course, the Iowa tap room is really fun to go to if you haven't been there. And it looks like we have several people going, and it's just a seasonal
holiday get together. It is a seasonal time to get together.
Yes. So that's what we've got coming up.
You know what? I'm headed to Simpson tomorrow night.
What are you doing there?
Well, it's the first night of Hanukkah, and my brother's an instructor down there at Simpson College, and so he's asked me to go with him
mm-hmm.
And meet up with some of the Jewish students down there and have a little Hanukkah conversation.
Nice.
So yeah, so I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Very nice.
Yeah, I didn't know that Jewish students went to Simpson, but apparently, according to my brother. They do.
There's one or two there.
There's. For crying out, my brother and whom else? So Yoni and I are going to go and hang out, do a little Hanukkah thing tomorrow night.
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Laura. All kinds of informative, fun things going on.
People are just trying to squeeze a few extra things, wrap it up for the year.
I know. You know, it's nuts to all of these things that are happening in multiple events on the same day. And yeah, maybe we should spread this out some.
Maybe no kidding.
You know, like I really like these companies that have their holiday party in February. I really like that.
Oh, yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Maybe someone could make an app for that.
Yeah, exactly.
They could, like, troll all of the things that are on Facebook and everywhere and then say, here, if you want to not have your thing end up on the same night as five other things.
Right, then, there you go. Have it in February. Right. Thank you, Laura. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, dmbizmixer.com. We will have links to all that up on the radio blog in just a little bit. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. We're Ann Berry from Arion, who was in earlier talking about the five things you ought to be doing right now to attract top talent in your business. For Laura Kennard, a Drake alum, by the way, still hanging around over there teaching them kids. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood, he is the program director for the radio station. James Goodlett is the fellow that created the music you're listening to right now exclusively for the Business News Hour. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. And, of course, it is Jeff Delvaux. He's the guy with the whip here at the Des Moines Radio Group. He is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks so very much for having been with us all day today. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.